from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials. Plus, night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th. And check out the late pick four pool on May 12th. Plus, our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. Right smack dab in the middle of the Memorial Day weekend, we welcome you to the Race Day Show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital, Las Vegas, Nevada, from the South Point Studios and the South Point Networks, streaming at YouTube from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on the Las Vegas Boulevard, the big, big Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show, and of course, we welcome all of the folks that are listening to us on many different platforms that we have. We'll introduce you as well. For those of you running around town here, maybe listening to us on our anchor station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And then, of course, those of you in front of your computer, maybe getting us at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. Maybe you're using your iPhone or your Android with your apps, the KSHP app, so you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can watch and hear us. on your iPhone or your Android, or maybe anywhere you get the podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Sunday show right smack dab in the middle of the Memorial Day weekend. Well, we got our 350,000 guests that are hanging around here enjoying Las Vegas and the great weather we have here. Right now outside today, this morning, 71 degrees. We're going to get up to 94. The sun is shining bright. No wind, just a little breeze in the area. So it's going to be just fine out there by the pool or anywhere else. You're barbecuing maybe, but you're also taking in some racing as well, because there's a great racing over the weekend, certainly today with the racetracks around the country. We remind you right now, right here, this very moment, we're going to remind you again that we have a special Monday Memorial Day Race Day Las Vegas show where you're watching, where you're hearing, however you're getting it right now. We'll be here tomorrow morning, Memorial Day Monday, at 7 a.m. Pacific time, our usual start time, a special Monday holiday Race Day Las Vegas show, because there's a lot of racetracks that are running tomorrow, the holiday as well. And so, we might go over some of those tracks that we'll be covering as well tomorrow as today. And, of course, we had a great weekend of racing up for grabs. And yesterday it was the big California Gold Rush out there at Santa Anita for the Hollywood Park meet. Or I just say the Hollywood meet, no more Hollywood Park. But in any case, the big Gold Rush day of racing was nothing but a bunch of little nuggets of gold. Real little nuggets of gold. It was Chalk City yesterday at Santa Anita. Man, oh man, oh man, I could tell you. A lot of the favorites in the Calbred races did what they were supposed to do. And I can tell you there were some nice performances. There may not have been big prizes, but there was solid performances all day yesterday at Santa Anita. For example, going over that Gold Rush Day card, they started out with the Thor's Echo Stakes. That was the third race on the card of the five Gold Rush Stakes races yesterday at Santa Anita. And the winner of that race is absolutely a legend in his own time. If you want to look in Webster's Dictionary and take a look at what the meaning of a racehorse is, the name The Chosen Vron would be right next to it, that's for sure. The Chosen Vron won the Thor's Echo easily under Hector Barrios. Eric Krujak trained horse. The Chosen Vron played $2.10 to win for every $2 bet. He was the overwhelming favorite, and it was rightfully so. He had defended his Thor's Echo win from last year, so he won that. Now he has 23 lifetime starts, 18 wins, and of those wins, 12 straight stakes races at Santa Anita. And the record is 13 held by Beholder. He ties the great John Henry with 12 Santa Anita stakes races yesterday. So he has 18 wins overall, 1 second and 2/3. That arithmetic tells you 21 in the money out of 23 starts. It's amazing. At Santa Anita, as I said, overall, he's won 13 races at Santa Anita. And he's been in the money 12 of 13. And for the distance, he's 5 of 6. And this year so far, he is a perfect 4 for 4. The great Chosen Vron delivered again yesterday with a monster win in the Thor's Echo. What a horse. And look at the time. 6 furlongs, 109.37. He was cooking along the way as well. The Chosen Vron wins the Thor's Echo. After that, the Crystal Water at a mile on the turf was won by Kings River Knight. This is also a gem of consistency as far as Calbreds are concerned. Trained by John Sadler, ridden by Juan Hernandez, this one paid $2.40 to win for a $2 bet. Kings River Knight had 16 lifetime starts, 10 wins in 5 seconds, first or second, 15 out of 16 lifetime starts. His 1 second place finish, or one of his second place finishes, was by a nose to the Chosen Vron last year when they met. This was his 5th win in a row in the Crystal Water. Kings River Knight wins. Barely Functional was second. Old Pal was third. By the way, back in the Thor's Echo, Sazedy finished second, and finishing third there was Moose Mitchell. All right, then we go to the next stakes race on the card, the Franz Valentine at a mile on the turf. for three-year-old fillies and three-year-olds and up fillies and mares. That was the sixth race on the card. And again, the favorite one from the outside post, the 11 post in the mile turf race, Stay and Scam stood and went. Stay and Scam for Mario Gutierrez, who was winning his second race on the day for Doug O'Neill and Mr. Redham, paid $3 even for the $2 win bet. Second in the race was Moment's Pleasure. Cornelia Fort finished third. In the Snow Chief at a mile and one-eighth on the turf for three-year-olds, Shady Tiger, what a monster gutty race this horse performed. He went right to the lead and was rationed on the lead by Juan Hernandez, going two turns and a mile and one-eighth on the turf for the first time. Shady Tiger holds on to win a cavalry charge to the wire for trainer Phil D'Amato. 660 for the win there. That was his fourth win in a row. He outran 2x4, who was closing fast, and I mean fast and stoutly on the outside, but didn't get up, finished second. Stolen Treasure was third. And in the Melair Stakes for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th, Grand Slam Smile wins that one. The Northern California invader, Frank Alvarado riding for Steve Speck. I'm just so happy that Steve Speck won a race there. Grand Slam Smile paid $4.20 to win, outrunning Safa and Loretta Lynn. All in all, of all the races, all 10 races yesterday at Santa Anita, one horse paid over $7. Two horses were $4 and change. Two horses were $2 and change. One $3 winner, one $5 winner, two $6 winner, and one $9.60 winner that happened in the very last race to give Juan Hernandez his fourth win on the day. Gold Rush it was, but, well, let's just say inflation took its mark on the Gold Rush. A lot of favorites yesterday, but great performances all, that's for sure. At Belmont at Aqueduct, the Pennine Ridge, won by Legend of Time, Joel Rosario, stayed down on the rail and found a seam and got through to get up for a Godolphin-owned and Charlie Appleby-trained favorite. Legend of Time paid $3.80 to win. White Palomino did all the hard work, took the lead, and just got nailed in the final jumps of the race. That, of course, was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show. White Palomino second with Flavian Pratt. Royal Majesty was third. But Jonathan did give us a winner yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. He had the sixth race winner, Venji, that paid $4.80, bet down from 4-1 on the morning line. Jerry Jackowitz also came with a nice winner yesterday in the third race. Jackson Heights, who was left at the gate, really, but rallied to win. Jackson Heights under Dylan Davis paid $5.50 to win off of his 3-1 morning line there. So the power of Hardoon and the power of Jackowitz continues on the show, that's for sure. And check this out. Irid Ortiz Jr. had six mounts yesterday. Didn't win a race. So there you have it. Jose Gomez won a couple. And as far as pick six, six out of six paid $4,697.50. But the big payoff was the early pick five with prices of $32, $11, $5.50, $8.60, and $26. That pick five for 50 cents came back $31,546. Wow. All right, Churchill Downs yesterday, the Kirtina won by Atomic Blonde. Tyler Gaffleon aboard for Christophe Clement, paying $7.64, outrunning Chop Chop and Vergara, who finished third in the race. Monmouth Park had their stakes race, the Cliffhanger, won by Dataman for Jorge Ruiz, paying $7.60. That was a Graham Motion trainee outrunning There Are No Words and Forever Super, who finished third in that race. By the way, Paco Lopez won five of the 10 races yesterday at Monmouth. Half of the races won by Paco Lopez. And at Gulfstream Park, a couple of nice stakes races there. The Big Drama won by Octane for MSAL Jaramillo, $3.60 there for trainer Juan Alvarado. And the Mr. Steel Stakes won by Win for the Money. Edwin Gonzalez winning his third race of the day there for Mark Cassie, paying $5 even. So all in all, by the way, the fourth race at Gulfstream was a no contest. Jock fell off a horse, and they couldn't get him out of the way or whatever the case may be. No contest. It was a loose horse. The jock fell off the horse, and then the horse started running the wrong way on the racetrack. So they declared the race. The jocks pulled all their horses up, got out of the way, and they declared a no contest in the fourth race at Gulfstream yesterday. That became an all race, by the way, for the early pick four and early pick five. And that's what happened yesterday, but we're right in the middle of the Memorial Day weekend, and so we will get started with turning our now attentions to today. I want to do just a couple of quick notes. Sierra Leone worked out yesterday morning. You remember we were talking about how he got replaced. Sierra Leone got replaced by a jockey, Tyler Gaffione, now Flavien Prat, riding now for Sierra Leone. That was made official yesterday. And Sierra Leone had a nice workout yesterday morning, pleasing Chad Brown. So what we're looking for right now, Belmont Probables, is this. Sierra Leone, Honor Marie, both horses that had eventful trips in the Kentucky Derby and skipped the Preakness. Mystic Dan, who won the Kentucky Derby in a three-way photo finish and finished second in the Preakness. You got Fierceness, the big bomb favorite in the Kentucky Derby, didn't run in the Preakness. You got Seize the Gray, the Preakness winner. And then you got two nice new three-year-olds jumping in the scene and Batten Down and Mind Frame. Those are the, right now, the horses that are looking to go ahead and run in the Belmont. Now, remember, the Belmont Stakes, they got a Belmont Stakes Festival meet at Saratoga beginning on June 6th. That's a Thursday. They'll run the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Thursday through Sunday there at Saratoga. And, of course, we'll have our guys focusing in on that as well. But we got more yet this weekend. As far as today, we got our stakes races lined up. Tomorrow, for the Monday stakes races, Aqueduct will have a grade 2. Churchill Downs a grade 3. Monmouth will kick in with a graded stakes stakes race. And Santa Anita will have 3 stakes races tomorrow, 2 grade 1s and 1 grade 2. The only bad thing about the simulcasting this week is at Lone Star Park. Now, this racetrack is going to have 6 great stakes races tomorrow, but they won't be available for simulcasting because of Lone Star Park's, they're stalemate with HISA right now and their fees. All right, enough said about that. We know what the weather is here. It looks like the weather is pretty darn good around the country as far as the racetrack locations are concerned. Up and down the Pacific Coast, clear. Gulf Coast, clear. East Coast, clear. Looks like the only weather of any consequence is right in the Midwest over Illinois and Arkansas, Iowa, etc. there. All right. You're all set and ready to go on this Sunday, so we'll take our first break. And when we come back, your racing menu and the boys, so don't go away on this Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
On Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow for a Monday Memorial Day show beginning at our usual start time, 7 a.m. And by the way, as far as Sierra Leone's workout, he's already up at Saratoga. He worked out on the Oklahoma training track and breezed 5 furlongs in 102.53, which Chad Brown said is just what he wanted to see. The horse will have one more serious workout before he takes the track for the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. All right, now let's go to the racing menu for today. Today's racing menu, of course, we remind you that the first post times we broadcast on today's racing menu, as always, as it reflects the start times, the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebook right behind the studio here today at the South Point. So if you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be your first post times. If you're listening, though, on the multitude of platforms that we have that surround the world in other time zones, well, adjust the first post time from the Pacific time zone to wherever you're in, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Pimlico Racecourse. Now, Pimlico Racecourse Bill has that big pick six jackpot carryover of $363,541 left over from Preakness Week last week. $363,541 in Pimlico's pick six jackpot carryover today. They have nine races and a first post time of 9:25. Churchill Downs, 10 races today. No stakes race, but 10 races today. Good competitive card, too, by the way, at Churchill. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $18,342. First post time at Churchill, 9:45 for 10 races. Then we go to Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Their feature race today at Monmouth is the seventh race on the card. It's the Miss Liberty Stakes at a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up. A field of eight there, a good competitive eight. Tax Implications is the 2-1 favorite there with Joey Bravo aboard. 10 races today at Monmouth Park. Pick six jackpot carryover, $51,348. And a first post time at Monmouth for 10 races today at 9:50. Then we'll go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot carryover, $207,448. In the Rainbow pick six jackpot carryover, Gulfstream Park's first post time is at 9:55, 9:55 at Gulfstream Park. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today sees it mostly cloudy and 66 degrees. But the track is fast and the turf courses are firm. The turf courses, the outer turf course will host races 5 and 9. The inner turf course will hold races 3 and 7 of the 9 race card today at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct. No carryovers and no stakes races today. First post time for their competitive 9 race card at the Big A is set at 10:05. 10:05, first post at Aqueduct today. Then we go to Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has 9 races today. Their super high 5 jackpot carryover, $103,055. That's the super high 5 jackpot carryover, $103,055. 9 races today at Woodbine and a first post time of 10:10. Canterbury Park is underway with their race meet. Canterbury Park has 8 races, and their first post time at Canterbury Park is set at 11:10. Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races. They actually have a stakes race today at Hawthorne, the $75,000 Work All Week Stakes. That's the 7th on the card. A favorite in that race at 7-5 is WW Hotshot. 9 races today at Hawthorne. First post time is at 12:40. 12:40 at Hawthorne today. Small super high 5 carryover there at Hawthorne of $472. Regular pick 6 carryover, $1,446. And again, first post time at Hawthorne is at 12:40. Then we go to Santa Anita as they continue on their big festival weekend there. 1 o'clock first post at Santa Anita. There's two stakes races, and they'll be the last two races on the card. The $200,000 Grade 2 Santa Margarita at a mile and 1/8 for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up sees a field of 5, a competitive 5, but they'll have to run down to 3-5 favorite, number 5, Adair Manor. Adair Manor, the prohibitive favorite in the Santa Margarita. And then the 10th race will be the $100,000 Grade 3 Daytona at 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course at for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 10, a competitive 10 here. And the morning line favorite, lukewarm at that, is at 4-1, and that is first piece with Mike Smith aboard. All right, you got 10 races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 1 o'clock. Remember, Santa Anita as well as Belmont at Aqueduct have special Memorial Day cards, racing cards tomorrow. Next up comes Golden Gate. Golden Gate will also be running tomorrow. Golden Gate has 8 races today and a first post time of 1:15. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $8,054. That's $8,054. They also have a super high 5 carryover of $3,401. And their first post time at Golden Gate today for 8 races set at 1:15. Emerald Downs kicks in with a regular pick six carryover. Regular pick six, $13,291. 8 races. First post time at Emerald Downs is at 1:30. Prairie Meadows. They have 8 races today at Prairie Meadows. Pick 5 jackpot carryover at Prairie Meadows is $30,997. 8 races, first post time, 2 o'clock. And tonight is those big Ed Burke quarter horse trials. 12 trial races tonight at Los Alamitos for 2-year-olds, all at 350 yards. The entire 12 races are the trials tonight at Los Alamitos. First post time is at 5:45, 5:45 at Los Alamitos tonight. And that is your racing menu for today. More to come for tomorrow, that's for sure. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by from New York. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. How's the weather in your part of the country?
It's overcast. It's a beautiful day. The sun's trying to break through, and hopefully it will.
Okay. Well, anything happened yesterday that rattled your cage?
Yeah, a lot of chalk. Too much chalk.
Oh, man. You know,
could you imagine a $3 pick three, Ralph? A pick three that pays $3.
A $3. Well, the early pick four at Santa Anita, and these were the prices, 720, 420, 210, 240, and 680. The 50-cent pick four paid $9.25.
Okay. Well, there was one. I'm telling you, it was a pick three that paid $3.
So. Yeah, it was amazing. That's
people
for sure.
Don't like that, but listen, you just had races where you had horses lay over the field. The Chosen Vron got $100,000 for working out yesterday, a four-horse workout,
yeah.
And they paid him $100,000 for showing up. How good is that horse? And he's really a legend, like you said, and he's got quite a following. And it's nice to see. Horse racing needs, for you know, favorite horses that people like and want to come out and watch.
Well, now we know we see all of the big high-priced stallions and high-priced horses coming out there with million-dollar you know price tags and all that. This horse was a very modestly bred, but boy, you just never know, do you?
You just never know what you're going to get. It's a surprise, and once in a while, you get a blessing like that, and that truly is a blessing.
Now, he, I understand, is he tied John Henry as far as winning 12 stakes races at Santa Anita over his career. And you remember that John Henry, who was by a stallion called Old Bob Bowers that everybody has forgotten. I mean, Old Bob Bowers, at one time years ago, was in, you know, like a $3,200 claimer in the first half of the double at Santa Anita. But yet he bred, and his offspring was John Henry. And we all know what John Henry did. Here comes another modest horse bred, and now he has tied John Henry. So you just never know what they got as far as, you know, the bloodlines.
And next race, when if he wins, and he should, I guess he'll win. Hopefully, he's going to tie Beholder, another champ. You know that Mandela trained. She was great, and he's in some very high rank district territory now.
I got to tell you, Mr. Miramati, Frank Miramati, the track announcer at Santa Anita, did a great job when he introduced the horse in the winner's circle because he notified all of the people that might have been out there for the carnival and the barbecue and all that other stuff, to take a good look in the winner's circle because you are seeing a genuine champion. You know, he embellished the fact that the newcomers at the track should pay attention to the fact that you are looking at a special horse, and that is rightfully so. All right, so a lot of favorites won yesterday, but all the right favorites won. At least it was horses that were bet down that really did perform, great performances in their races. So we'll take that, but we might be looking for a little bit more meat on the bones today, Jonathan.
And that would certainly help. I mean, and again, tomorrow's card at Santa Anita it's a tough card. It's an unbelievable betting card. You have full fields and 11 races, and I think the first couple of races may have 7 or 8 horses, but after that, every single race is full fields, and they're difficult races. And if you connect the dots, you have an opportunity to make some good money.
Well, two of the big graded stakes races tomorrow, the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile at a mile on the turf, saw a field of 11 in that one. And you've got all the best turf horses, miler turf horses, possibly in the country, going in that race. So that's going to be a real interesting race. The morning line favorite at 3-1 is Du Jour, Flavian Pratt riding for Bob Baffert there. But this is a great field as well. And then, of course, you've got the Hollywood Gold Cup. And the Hollywood Gold Cup, Baffert is going for his 10th Hollywood Gold Cup win. Dick Mandela is going for his 3rd. And I can tell you that they have two of the possible favorites in the race in the Hollywood Gold Cup tomorrow. Baffert will send Reincarnate in there. And Mandela will have Sub Sansnador, and Baffert also has Mr. Fisk. So they are the three horses that are close to morning line favorites amongst themselves. So it's going to be a real great racing card tomorrow. But we're giving you tomorrow off, aren't we?
Yes, I have a family function that I have to attend. So, but I will be sending in selections. So,
okay, now
you're not going to get away cheap.
No, right? No. We want your selections. That I was setting the table for that. You may not see Jonathan here tomorrow, but we're going to have your selections. Now, listen, we're going to get your two radio selections, your two selections you normally make on the show. But I also want you to give me, when you send me the selections, your opinion of the Shoemaker Mile and the Hollywood Gold Cup tomorrow. How about that?
It's a deal.
Okay, what about
that? It's a plan. Let it work. Good. Okay, Ralph, for today we're going to look at the eighth race at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, full field of nine. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number three horse in here, Colicoy. This is a five-year-old gelding. Interesting horse, Ralph. He's been claimed out of his last three races. He continues to climb the ladder. He's just in top form now at the age of five. Reunited today with Dylan Davis. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. This horse is in top form now. Number three, Colloquy, wins today's eighth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, eighth race at Belmont. Number three, Colloquy, is the play, the three in the eighth race at Aqueduct. Boy, you were right there with your horses all day yesterday. A couple of nice second-place finishers and one that just got beat by a better horse that got through on the inside, and of course a winner as well. So in the eighth race today, you like the three at Belmont at Aqueduct. Now we go to where? Santa Anita?
Let's go to Santa Anita, look at the 10th and final, and it's the Daytona Stakes. And not often you'll see the 10th race of the day, the final race of the day, a stake race, but that's the situation. And I really like the number four horse in here, First Piece. This, again, is a full field of 10. He's the morning line favorite at 4-1, but this is a very, very tough race, and you're going to get somewhat of a price. I don't think we'll get 4-1, but we certainly can get 5-2, 3-1, and he's well worth it. He never runs a bad race. Mike Smith is riding in fine form. Mark Ladd is having another terrific meet. Number four, First Piece, send you home a winner in today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
All right, in the 10th and final race, number four, First Piece. We'll finish first, we hope, in that race, that's for sure. And it'll be the first piece. It'll give us a nice, peaceful dinner, that's for sure. In the 10th race, the four is the play at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody, Jonathan has four handicapping sheets today. You got Gulfstream, you got Churchill, you got Santa Anita, and you got Belmont at Aqueduct, right?
Aqueduct. There you go. Perfect.
And for tomorrow, you'll have four sheets as well?
I think Gulfstream, there's only three. Gulfstream doesn't run.
Okay,
so you got Churchill, California, New York, and Kentucky.
Okay, those three tracks, and your sheets are available today and tomorrow at your website, and you will send us your selections tomorrow for tomorrow's show, but you'll have full sheets tomorrow and today at your website. And Jonathan, I just want to wish you a very nice Memorial Day. It's a day when we must remember all of those that gave the ultimate sacrifice in our freedoms to talk like we do right now on this show. And so it's a day that we celebrate, but we celebrate our memory of those people, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, John.
Absolutely. Never forget, Ralph. Thank you so much. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. All right. Coming up next, Rich Eng is standing by, and of course, John and Jerry yet to come. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number two, T.org.
racebook.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and again, we remind you, we'll have a show tomorrow on Monday, and all our handicappers, except for Jonathan Hardoon, will be with us. We'll get his place, that's for sure. Now it's time to go to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi.
Well, all I can say is, what were your thoughts about anything that happened yesterday on Gold Rush Day at San Anita?
But the big star was the Chosen Vron. I know he didn't pay anything, but it was like a paid exhibition, a paid workout. But, you know, I tell you what, to do anything as often as he does, winning race after race after race, and now it's at a point where other horses don't even want to show up and run against him. I mean, that's a sign of respect, Ralph. His accomplishments are great. And, you know, with the Breeders' Cup, at Del Mar this year, obviously they're pointing for the Breeders' Cup Sprint, and you know, he's getting paid workouts as he works his way toward November.
Yeah, and it was and they are solid wins. They're not just they're just solid wins. I mean, you saw Barrios yesterday, that was sitting off of the early pace setter, just clocked him and then ambled up alongside of him. Didn't move much of his hands or anything else. Clucked to him, and the horse went right by, and it was just more of, not really much urging except keeping him on his mind, and he just cruised to the win in 109 and change. 109.37 is moving along these days on these racetracks.
Yeah, and John Lindo made a comment yesterday that was 100% spot on. The Big City Light scratched for a race next week, a stakes next week, which is twice the purse and probably an easier field. So it was a pretty easy decision for Richard Mandela to avoid a monster like the Chosen Vron.
Yeah, now we will, we'll honestly say it was just Calbreds yesterday. It was Gold Rush Day, which means the California Gold Rush Day, all Calbreds. But still, all in all, he has faced an open company and been just as effective. So it'll be interesting to see. My understanding is, I think we have a relative of Flightline that's showing up in the entries tomorrow on Monday at San Anita. So that'll be kind of interesting to watch, that's for sure. But for today, it looks like a competitive card today. And I'll go out on the limb. I'm going to go out on the limb right now, Richie. I think the payoffs will be a little bit more than they were yesterday.
You got a good point there. The horse that gave out on the radio yesterday, Irish Wahine, his $5.80 looks like a signer compared to some of the other win prices.
It was one of the bigger prices yesterday. So, got a great trip, too, that horse. Just got out in time and got a great trip to get to the wire. You've been right on the zone most of this week, and we will continue to ride that as far as we can get it. What's going on with the NBA? Anything exciting there?
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday when we talked about the Boston Pacers game, Tyrese Halliburton was a game-time decision. He ended up not playing, Ralph, and the Pacers played a courageous game and gave it up late to lose by 3 points to the Boston Celtics. Celtics lead the series 3-0. It sure looks like a sweep as far as that's concerned. Tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves are 0-2 at Dallas. And, this is obviously a difficult task for them to try to win four of the next five games, with three of them being played in Dallas. But, you never count it out until, the referee counts you down 1, 2, 3. So let's see if the Timberwolves can bounce back and win a couple in Dallas. And in hockey last night, the Dallas Stars won 3-1 over Edmonton. So I think my bet might work out if we could get Dallas to knock Edmonton out the rest of the series. Because I noticed it was yesterday, it was plus 160 for Dallas to win the series. That's already been changed over to minus 110 at the South Point. So you missed your opportunity there if you didn't bet Dallas to get plus money on them in that series.
Well, remember, although it might be gut check time in the NBA for your team, the longest journey starts with the first step. So let's remember that. All right, what are we going to do today for picks at the races?
All right, we're 4 for 4 this
you
week.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Going.
We went right by the we went right by the hat trick, and now we're 4 for 4 and going for a sweep for the week.
Yeah, this is a rare occurrence, so let's see if we can keep it going. The opener, Ralph, is at 6 furlongs on the turf. The rail is out 20 feet. And let's try the number 2 horse, Del Mar Jerry. This horse is in very good form, has won 2 races in a row, although there was about a 4-month break between starts. And both wins, though, have come on the main track. But I get the feeling that Michael McCarthy actually thinks this horse has some grass ability. Tried the horse on turf 3 times last summer and was unable to win. But the fact that the horse is in top form right now off of 2 straight wins and running for a $22,000 claiming price, I think these are his friends. So let's go with number 2, Del Mar Jerry in the first.
All right, first race, 1 o'clock post time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to get a singleton in the early pick 5. First race, number 2, Del Mar Jerry. Let's hope that Del Mar Jerry wins at Santa Anita for the Hollywood meet. The 2 in the first race, Rich Ang's play. We're on a hot streak. Let's keep it going. And for the rest of what Richie has to offer today, his full sheet for Santa Anita available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We wrap it up for this Sunday show with John and Jerry. Don't go away. We will be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edberg Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials. Plus, night racing's best bets. The early pick 4 had a big pool on May 5th. And check out the late pick 4 pool on May 12th. Plus, our pick 6 promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, now going to wrap up this Sunday show. Reminding you once again, we'll have a show tomorrow, Monday, Memorial Day, right here at 7 a.m. Pacific time, right where you're watching or listening right now, tomorrow's Memorial Day show. And as far as racetracks that are going to be running tomorrow, that will include Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, Finger Lakes, Golden Gate, Horseshoe Indianapolis, Louisiana Downs, Monmouth Park. Parks Racing will have a racing tomorrow. Pimlico Racecourse, Prairie Meadows, Presque Isle Downs, and, of course, Santa Anita. All tracks will be running tomorrow, special Memorial Day Monday holiday cards. Okay, now let's go to John Lindo standing by in Southern California. John, did you get a nice glass of water to wipe all that chalk out of there?
Unbelievable, Ralph. 7 winning favorites and the 3 non-winning favorites at Santa Anita yesterday. 2-1, 2-1, and a bomb at 7-2.
7-2, yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah, unbelievable.
The bomb paid $9.60. Juan Hernandez, 4th win of the day as well. A lot of great performances yesterday, though, even though they were the favorites.
Oh, it was, and good to see. Like you say, you see a horse like the Chosen Brawn, you know there's no value betting, but it's okay to watch a good horse run sometimes.
Yeah, no question about that. And they got that festival going on there at Santa Anita, all sorts of stuff going on the infield and all that stuff. I hope those folks that were there for the first time had an opportunity to listen to Frank Miramonte and really enjoy the fact that they were watching a special racehorse out there yesterday.
Yeah, I think they've got some corgi races today for the little corgi breed of dogs. So they'll have a lot going on in the infield again today.
Okay, we got corgi racing today. But tomorrow's going to be a couple of really nice graded stakes races. And as I predicted with Rich Eng, I will certainly extend that prediction to you that I think the payoffs are going to be better today.
Well, that's really going on the line, Ralph. I appreciate you taking a risk like that.
Well, anyhow, a couple of stakes races, the Santa Margarita, and of course, Adair Manor is the big 800-pound gorilla they got to beat in that race. And I guess the only way you could possibly try to beat her today is you're going to have to just go after her and try to go stride for stride with her, or at least set it up for somebody else.
Well, that's the thing. She's got a big cruising speed. She's drawn outside, so I don't think you're going to be able to shut her off. So you're going to have to run with her, and that's probably going to be up to number two, Super Shine, to try and do that. I don't think the others have the kind of speed that the Adair Manor has. And she loves Santa Anita. She loves a mile and eighth. You know, she's, again, one of those favorites that looks like they're going to be awful tough to beat today.
She looks like when she gets out and gets her stride started at the beginning of the race and takes the lead, she looks like she's got such an easy flowing, a high, you know, cruising speed to her.
Yeah, I think she's a bully. You know, she's a big strapping filly, and she gets out there and she can strut her stuff. She'll intimidate the other horses. And, unless, you know, the way you beat bullies, you look them in the eye and take the fight to them. And I just don't know if there's anybody in here that can do that.
Yeah, if somebody takes the fight to them, it might be a gallant try, but may pay the price, that's for sure. The Daytona at 6.5 furlongs, a little bit more competitive, the last race on the card.
This is a good race, an interesting race. I know John Hardoon picked first piece, and you know he had some excuses for getting beat last time. You look at the race last time they come out of, the second quarter mile down that hill was 21 flat, and that's when this horse, first piece, and Lane Way, they made their move into that 21 flat second quarter. They had a right to get a little bit tired. If there's a little change in tactics today, I think both first piece and Lane Way are going to run a better race.
You know, we talk about so much about the probables for the Belmont Stakes, and I went through the horses that are probable for that, but yet we haven't mentioned Muth, and I guess is Muth planning on being for the Belmont as well?
I don't think so. You know, when a horse gets sick like he did with the shipping fever, they had to treat him with the antibiotics, and now he hasn't worked for a couple of weeks. And you can't go into the mile and a quarter race missing workouts, so... Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about the Derby where everything has to go right to win the Derby. Well, the same thing works for the Belmont Stakes. You better not come into a mile and a quarter race that was short on work. So I haven't heard that he's possible or probable for the Belmont. I'm going to assume he's not.
What does Baffert, I mean, he's got an arsenal there as far as his horses in the stable. Anything else that he might throw in there?
Right now, I don't think he has something for the Belmont Stakes, but that could change. You know, somebody could work big this weekend. But off the top of my head, I cannot think of a horse that Baffert has for the Belmont.
And, John, what about Nisos? I mean, he's dropped right off the map.
Well, you know, he was scratched by Baffert. There was a vet issue as far as the vets okaying him to run.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's at the barn, but he has not worked yet since then. They gave him some time. I know they were giving him 30 days of just taking care of him at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you have to build up the stamina to get working again. And you're not running, you know, 6 furlongs. A horse like that's going to come back going a little further.
Yeah.
So I just don't think he's ready to go yet.
All right. Well, as far as the races today, the John Lindo's Lindo Report for Santa Anita, available only in one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, complimentary, free of charge, right here at the South Point Racebook. You can get the Lindo Report. Of course, we'll have one tomorrow as well for Memorial Day. And, you know, talking about Baffert, who may not have anything in the Belmont, going to be a nice couple of races tomorrow, the Hollywood Gold Cup, and, of course, you know, the two races on the card tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got the Gold Cup, the Gameway.
Shoemaker Mile.
And the Shoemaker Mile, exactly. Some really, really good races, and they filled up nicely. Good competition. And that back half of that card is tough. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we'll have you to help us out tomorrow on the show, that's for sure, on the special Memorial Day show. What about a pick today, John?
Let's go to race number 8 today at Santa Anita. In the 8th race, I thought number 10, Willa T, ran really well despite trouble coming off the layoff last time. That was a mile and 1/8, so she's going to be dead fit, cutting back to a flat mile today. She draws an outside post, but she doesn't have much speed, so she'll just drop out, sit back, and make a run. And I think 1 mile might really be what she wants to do. She's going to have a good late kick in here at 6-1 on the program. Number 10, Willa T, second off the layoff, 8th race, Santa Anita.
All right, 8th race, Santa Anita, number 10, Willa T, the 10 in the 8th race. For the rest, get the Linda Report right now here at the South Point, complimentary, free of charge. They love horse players here, and the Linda Report as well. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph, good luck today.
You got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good Sunday morning to you.
Good morning, Ralph. I just put a star next to Willa T because it instantly became a star horse on the power pitch.
Oh, okay. So Willa T.
But for the same reason that I put a star on the horse, John sees something in the horse a little deeper than the speed figures tell us.
Okay. All right. Good that you picked up on that. And, handicapping is all about sharing ideas with people who are good handicappers, et cetera. And then, of course, making the plays, as you say. So we got another push there in the 8th race on the 10, Willa T, from Mr. Jackowitz as well. Well, Jerry, a lot of favorites yesterday at Santa Anita, but they were all great performances by the horses, that's for sure. And you have your power pages today for Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita again, as you will tomorrow on Memorial Day. You'll be with us for the Memorial Day show. So what are we doing today?
Okay, and additionally in that race, I have two more star horses to go with John's race.
Let me see. So ooh, you do. This is going to be an interesting betting race, that's for sure, the 8th race.
Yeah, I think it's a great betting race.
Yeah,
this
no kidding.
This is what I love.
Oh, I like those star horses, too. Don't forget to get Jerry J's power page now. All right, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Let's go to the third race, Ralph. Oops, I just have to click here. Let's go to the third race. At Aqueduct. We're at Aqueduct.
I understand that. But I,
before the one horse.
Jerry, before you get started, I don't know if you know this or not, and I want to give you this information before you get it, but there are several scratches in the races. The 2 and 2B, the 1X, and 9 and 10 are all out of the race if it affects your selection at all.
Okay, thanks for the help on that, Ralph. But we're still going to take the one horse, Kuramata.
Okay, all right, you got it.
From Chad Brown. This horse just sort of lays over the field to me. It probably should be 4-5. And if we got anything like 8-5 or 2-1, I think we're getting the best of it. Just beautifully prepped down in Gulfstream Park and should run a hole in the wind tonight. I like the 1 so much in race number 3. I played the 1 over the 4, 5, 7, 8, doing reverses just to break even, unless there's a huge price in there. But basically the 1 over the 4, 5, 7, 8.
Number 1, Kuramata. The 1, Kuramata, over numbers 4, 5, 7, and 8, and reverse. But the 1 is the key in the third race, even with those scratches in the race. Just wanted you to be informed for sure before you gave the selection. Now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, we're going to go to race number 10, Ralph. I've got two star horses in the race, Air Force Red and Astronomer. But I'm going to go with number 3 at this price. I could switch back and forth, but I'm going to go with number 3, Air Force Red, because he's just got blinding speed, and the best race of this horse's life is on the 6.5 furlong downhill turf course. So I'm going to take the 3, maybe down to 3-1, play the 3 over the 2, 4, 6, 8, do plenty of reverses with the 2, 4, 6, and 8 back over the 3, and then I'm going to press up 3, 6, 6, 3, my two star horses.
Okay, so in the 10th race, you like number 3 over 2, 4, 6, 8, and reverse, and then another 3 over the 6 and
3-6.
3-6. Well, you can't use 3-6. 3 is the key, right?
Right. I'll play 3-6, 6-3 extra.
Okay, you got it. Now, Jonathan Hardoon came with a play in that race, and it's the 4 horse. So I got a Sirocco Exacta play here in the 10th and final. The Exacta box will be 3-4-4-3, but you like the 3 over the 2 and the 4 and the 6 and the 8, and, of course, another.
I'm going to make an audible play here real quickly.
Go.
I'm going to play another play here.
You got to hurry up because we're
3-4-6 over 3-4-6 over 2-3-4-6-8 in trifectas.
All right. Well, I wish we had enough time to repeat that. I hope everybody got it. But the crux of the matter is the 3-4-6 with the 8 at the bottom is the key. One more thing to say, Jerry. You're going to say it. Don't forget tomorrow, Memorial Day. We're on at 7 a.m. Go, Jerry.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Salata led Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.